Thank you. Thank you, Co-Chair. Thank you for giving me the floor. Taking into account the alarming increase of cannabis cultivation in West African sub-region, especially in Nigeria, we have come apprehensive about the move for legalization of cannabis by some member countries. Nigeria stands and frowns against any attempt to legalize cannabis, as this will weaken and impede government's efforts to dismantle criminal networks while increasing transnational organized crimes and other emerging forms of crime to flourish. The cultivation and trafficking of cannabis remains a challenge in Nigeria, and the emerging trends of warehousing cannabis in rural communities across the country continues to pose a daunting challenge in addressing the cultivation problem. The significant seizures of cannabis made in 2015 of over 2,000 hectares as a result of the strengthening partnership of the drug law enforcement agencies with local communities has improved our collaboration efforts. This has increased our nation's resolve to continue to adopt measures to sustain our drive on alternative development programs. It is our sincere hope that this special session will be recorded in history as a period when the international community will rise up to its responsibilities in this regard by adopting effective strategies to achieve our collective goals. The discovery of the 11th methamphetamine lab in Nigeria shows a new sophisticated trend in place to avoid law enforcement and monitoring officers. Criminal networks now use benz, ahadhead, and other nitrethane that are precursors to the precursors to avoid detection, as these chemicals are not under international surveillance. We acknowledge the efforts of member states in collaboration as regards the fight against the diversion of precursors as illicit use. It is important to urge member states, as a family of nations and in the interest of global peace, that we must awaken to our collective responsibility to beef up our international monitoring. This calls for an enactment of effective and sustainable strategies while noting the principle of sovereignty and respect for member states. We need to take cognizance of this emerging trend to find common ground to devise and enact effective control strategies in addition to strengthening our borders to combat this scourge. Nigeria believes that there is a need for strict adherence to international checks on the quantities of permits imports leaving member states. This is to avoid overimportation that fuels illicit manufacturing. In this regard, Nigeria will continue to participate in all operations and in initiatives of the INCB. Finally, as the world grows in knowledge and prosperity, so must humankind grow in maturity and wisdom. Care and compassion for our fellow human beings must inform all our actions. We must take appropriate measures to prevent illicit cultivation and eradicate illicit plant cultivation containing narcotic and psychotropic substances. In line with the principles of common and shared responsibility, there's a need for continuous strengthening of cooperation through information sharing and capacity building of law enforcement officers. In this regard, we continue to appreciate the technical support, capacity building, and the provision of logistics from our international partners, especially the UNODC, to secure our borders. This has gone a long way in enacting measures for addressing the challenges of illicit drug supply. Thank you.